W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'll never do this again.
You will take Tana's word for it. She's never going to smoke before the podcast again. We just did 10 minutes where she just decided we're just going to trash all of it.
Hello and welcome back to the canceled podcast. I'm violently, violently high and I need to power through this. I need to like third eye this like limitless pill, blue pill. Like I convince myself I'm not high.
Do you need a sip of this Alani Nutrition?
Are they paying you?
No.
You've been doing so many free brand deals lately, you guys. Brooke.
But how funny would that be if I was just...
Dude, Brooke will like do things in life where it's like, hey, person, can you do this favor for me? And then if you do this favor, I'll do this brand deal. So she'll be on her Instagram like doing a giveaway for like tickets to something. But it's like in exchange for someone like spying on her ex. Like no payment.
Okay.
She tried to... hornswoggle me into doing one the other
That's
day.
Not true. I pulled up my camera to film my own brand deal and she tucked her little head into it. So bitch! She just happened to be in it. And then she literally had a stroke.
Oh no, you're sick. You're so sick.
You're lying. So sick. And everybody knows you're
this
a liar.
This is not what happened. It was after the Leo Skeppy episode. We're sitting here with Leo, like taking selfies, whatever. And she's like, what's up, guys? We're going to be giving away 5 free tickets to the next canceled live show, which, by the way, doesn't exist. Oh my God, it doesn't exist. And I'm like, bitch, do you know how much money we can make to do a giveaway for a company? I'm not doing this.
But it was so worth it to me.
Stock. Do you know how many times I've told her TikTok that I quit vaping because of Ripple? Which I did, by the way, now over on my TikTok.
That's what friends do for each other. It is. Speaking of friendship, I owe you an apology.
No fucking way.
It was forced out of me by the comments.
I thought I'd never see.
I'm just kidding. That's not true.
However, I thought I was getting like a fun apology. No. She's just saving her ass so you'll keep loving her on the road.
No, but actually, I got my karma, okay? So I'm like in cahoots with Jeff on this episode talking about how you hooked up with this man. I knew you didn't do it. I thought it was like a funny haha bit. But I don't think I realized in the moment how it was affecting you. Okay.
Do you think that if that happened off camera, just in a normal conversation, that the next day you'd apologize to me for it?
No. I'm just kidding. No, because it is frustrating, but I just always thought you didn't do it. So I thought it was just like a funny thing
and it
to
is,
joke about.
It's funnier than I feel like I led on. Like even in the comments, there were a lot of people really like...
really feeling bad for you.
And like condemning. And I understand that it's like, you know, what I've taken away from the situation is that it's a complete gray area. Like I have no idea who said what and who, it's an entire game of telephone.
Yeah.
So like it eventually just became a bit and it's like funny, but I felt like in that episode I was like hot. So a lot of people kind of thought.
But I am in a situation similar right now and it is very frustrating to me. So now I am sorry. This.
Wow, that really did come full circle. Yeah. It's the worst. Huh?
It did. So I'm going to tell you about it. You know my guy friend group. Okay, like my little guy friends, I'm always with them. I go out drinking, whatever.
Probably fist fought in my house on Friendsgiving.
It was one time.
I'm just kidding. I love them.
They're like my favorite guys. I go out with them all the time. I just feel like it's just like, that's my group. Mm-hmm. Okay. Probably in the last like year, they integrated like a new little member. Okay. It's another guy. Sweetest guy. Okay. And he knows my ex-boyfriend. So him and I would like chat about it. I would like confide in him about things like when we were still together. And then obviously after we broke up. And he was so sweet. Like, he's just like, you don't deserve that. Like, this is horrible. Really, like, just really helping me through it. And I was like, this is the nicest guy.
Yeah. I have. You want to share your nickname for him?
What's his nickname? I don't have a nickname for him.
Is he?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, but we can't say his name.
Okay.
Moving forward, I started talking to a new guy, and I was like telling him all about that too, and like he was just like, he's my buddy, okay? He's my friend. Somewhere along the way, it became a joke, like that I would be like, "Oh my god, this is my boyfriend." Like, "Oh my god, my boyfriend's going to be there," like joking about him. The same way I would do for like Hunter. Anyone. Like the way I acted with Hunter was like how him and I would act with each other, and it was like mutual. It was like a joke we had. It would be like, "Come sit over here, like my girlfriend," like blah blah blah.
Fun banter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, he was doing it just as much as I was.
And so I don't know if that's normalized behavior in like the rest of the world in friend groups, but I do that. Like, I'm validating you. I don't know if everyone else does that, but like, it's just fun to pretend people are.
Yeah. There's probably like three or four other guys in the group that I do the same thing with, just because it's like, I know I would never hook up with
like fun flirting, but you're never going to hook up.
It's funny. And it just makes it fun because it's like, you know, like friendly flirting. I knew this man was like, there was no future there. He's way too nice.
I will say, with those people, like 12 shots and you might.
Yeah, well, that was the fun of it all. So we would get drunk and all of a sudden we'd be like jokingly like flirting with each other. And that was like, it was funny. Mm. I'm out on Easter. Okay. I go out on Easter with all the guys, whatever. We're at one place, and then me and this guy and one other guy Uber to Melrose Place. Okay. Just like a little bar. We drink all night. All of us are just like drinking whatever. I end up getting a little too drunk, okay? And I take myself home, okay? My phone's on 6%. I'm like, I can't last out here and I need to go home. A couple weeks later, I'm sitting down with the guys. He's not there. I go, where is he? And they go, Brooke, you need to relax. Like, you are creeping him out so bad. He is literally scared of you. Like, he doesn't want to be around you because like you've taken it way too far. And I was too
That's stunned. A murder-suicide right there, I'm
no,
telling I'm, everyone.
No, it gets so much worse.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm not kidding. And I'm immediately spiraling because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I know when I'm taking a joke too far. You know what I mean? And it was so mutual. Like, he was doing it, if not, like, more than I was, probably. Yeah. I was just so confused. And, like, if he's saying I made him uncomfortable, I'm like, I don't want to, like, discredit him. Who am I to say I didn't? But I'm like, you were joking about it, too.
Yeah.
I spiral about this for weeks, okay? I'm like, I'm
having... Do they elaborate at all, like the guys?
No, because I was like, what am I going to say? I was embarrassed. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Like, I was just so weirded out.
Okay.
So I'm like spiraling about it for weeks, and Joe's birthday is coming up.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm like, oh my God, I don't even want to go because like I don't want to be around him. Like, that's so weird that he like, he genuinely thinks that I'm like obsessed with him. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I show up to this birthday.
Like, I'm outside of his window, and I know he thinks.
No, it was just so weird. Like, it was such a joke, and I thought it was obvious because I'm talking to him about my ex. I'm talking to him about the guy I'm currently seeing. Like,
and you're not fucking him or trying to.
Yeah, and I've never touched him. I do not have the man's phone
number.
God, you
sound like me last week.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm sorry. See, it was very clear I wasn't actually interested in him. Like, I've never asked for your number. I have never talked to you outside of this environment. Like, I thought it was just obvious. Anyway, doesn't matter. I show up to Joe's birthday party, okay? And this guy, he's with his new girlfriend. His new girlfriend happens to be someone that we all know very well. And she's like just a friend of ours. She's been around forever. But she just so happens to be someone whose ex I hooked up with before I met her. Okay, so that's backstory. I am not kidding. He comes up to me, says hi, whatever. I'm like, this is not the time and place to like confront him about it. So whatever. Mm-hmm. Comes back up 10 seconds later, hand in hand with her, and says hi to me all over again. Like he didn't say hi to me at all. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, he's trying to show me like I'm with her kind of thing. And I'm like, kind of weird. Like, I don't care that you're with her because I never cared about you to begin with.
Weird energy. But why am I also the girl? Like, come on, let's go say hi to your friend.
No, no, yeah, but it was. I was like, you just said hi to me, and now you're gonna pretend like you didn't just so you can show off like that you're with your girl. Like, I promise you, I don't care because I never cared about you.
So, do you think that he genuinely thinks that? Like, do you think he was like, that's here, Brokeback off?
No, yeah, yes, maybe. Like, I don't know. At this point, I'm still feeling bad, and it's just like weirding me out. Okay. There's another girl there who used to hook up with him, okay? And she was hooking up with him like around the time that we were all just like hanging out. And he would always tell me like, Brooke, she is insane. Like, she's stalking me. Like, she shows up everywhere I am. She's so PDA. Like, I'm scared of her. Like, that's what he told me about her. And I'm like, it's weird because now he's saying that about me. So I go to the girl and I tell her about it.
How many shots?
So many.
Okay.
And I start talking to her about it, and she goes, no, like, he said all those things to me about you. She said he told her that that night at Melrose Place, I was begging him to come home with me, literally begging him so bad that he was like literally running from me. He said I was following him around everywhere and I was making him so uncomfortable. Mind you, we went there together. Like, following him around is crazy. We showed up together. I was hanging out with my friends at the place I came with my friends. I have never begged a man to come home with me in my entire life, Tana Marie.
Tana Marie have.
I'm like, what the fuck? So now I'm like, he's making shit up. Like, literally, he made it all up because he's like telling actual lies. The entire day, they're like, if I look in their direction, they'll like grab each other's faces and make out and start cracking up. And I'm literally like, smoke is coming out of my ears because I'm like, I don't want him. I never wanted him.
And they're trying to do this to be that girl. Like, you think that it's a real situation because you like the guy and he's convinced you of it, and you think this bitch wants your man.
Yeah, and
like,
it frustrated me because knowing that he said I'm begging him to come home with me and stuff. He probably said that to all my guy friends, by the way, Joe included, which is embarrassing. He probably said that to his new girlfriend. He's saying that to everybody.
Do you want
him to die? I want him dead.
Do you want? I would be. The Joe part of it all is like, I like see
that's what's frustrating
for you.
I actually like, Joe is in this friend group. He knows how I act when I'm actually like upset. I was stalking him for sure. Like, he knows, like, that's not my behavior with somebody that I'm actually interested in.
Yeah, but it's like,
it was just so frustrating, but I was like, just like trying to brush it off or whatever. Just, it was so obvious that they were like trying to show off their relationship in front of me, and I'm like, I don't care. So a couple nights ago, I run into them again, and she is doing her rounds. She says hi to me like normal, whatever, but I'm just like still so annoyed at the situation.
Yeah,
I'm like
even seeing her face makes her
crazy,
you think
and
of-
I'm hearing all these things, like just little things here and there that he's saying that happened that literally never did, and I'm like, he is such a like liar. Yeah. And I know he lied about the other girl too, because I'm like, he made her sound so crazy, and I know he just says that about people now. So his girlfriend does her little rounds, and she shoves past me and she goes to her friend like, let's go see our boyfriends,
like skin to skin contact, like shoulder check.
Yeah, shoulder checked is like pushing it, but she was like so clearly like trying to get me to hear her because I didn't react at first, and she said it again louder. She goes back to my boyfriend. I literally wanted to set the place on fire. Like,
I would be seething.
It's so like, it really isn't that big of a deal. It's not her fault because she probably genuinely thinks that I literally am obsessed with her boyfriend. And
oh, that's fair.
Like, I know she believes that probably to her core. And so it's really not her fault. But on his end, it's like, what the fuck?
If you see him alone, are you going to like cuss him the fuck out?
Absolutely. Because I'm like, first of all, he knows like,
God, I want to be there for that. I want front row seats. WWE SeatGeek.
I'm not kidding. A list of 100 fucking liars I can call if that's the mood I'm in. I am never, ever going to them. Be. Yeah. Like, I was never into him like that. So it just is so fucking frustrating. And I'm like fighting for my own life and embarrassed in front of my own fucking friends, not wanting to go out when he's there because he made up this elaborate story. And it's so fucking frustrating.
So, and now he's our next caller.
Imagine he just phones in.
Dude, that's fucking awful. I would absolutely just kill all parties. Like, I feel like I've been all parties in this situation. I can confidently say I've been him, I've been her, I've been you.
It's just so infuriating too, because he knows, like, he was so, I thought he was the nicest guy. I thought so highly of him. I literally was like, oh my God, he's the sweetest. He was too nice for me to actually be interested in. I'm not kidding. And he knows my experience this last year with liars. And now you're going to lie
on my name. That's true. Like, venting to him about that. Yeah, so he sucks.
Horrible.
Is it forgivable or you hate him forever?
No, I hate him forever.
I understand.
And you know what? He's fucking 3 feet tall.
I'm obsessed with those TikToks where they explain things that would send a Victorian child into a coma. And I just want to see if the canceled crew can do a speed round right now. We are calling in for Paige. And we're just going to go back and forth and back and forth. Guys, one of these days we're going to have Paige on, but she has to be like blown out, fully done, blazer on, like ready. She won't.
I thought you meant like
butt
blown out, like back blown out. I don't know why.
If a Victorian child saw me right now, they would die. So thank God I just have the mic. Wait, is this on?
Okay. This thing on, she's like testing.
The Home Depot lighting section.
Oh yeah, they're like, what the fuck is that? Wait, when was it? Did they have lights in the Victorian era?
Definitely not.
I think,
right,
it was just like candles.
No, I think,
but
they
if
did.
You ask me, gun to my head, when the Victorian era was,
I mean, either is it like Bridgerton, Thomas, okay, Edison? Do you know one time I wrote an entire essay on how Benjamin Franklin invented the light bulb?
Wait, and Thomas Edison, you're talking to the wrong person. What did Benjamin Franklin do?
I think he was a president.
Electricity. Oh. Right. With the key, no, and the kite.
No, who's the other guy that did that?
I'm like, Sir Isaac Newton? Nikola
Tesla? Thomas Edison?
Michaela Testa?
Thomas Edison did the light bulb. Yeah. And Benjamin Franklin discovered electricity.
But do you like see how I could get the two mixed up?
Absolutely. I don't understand at all. Benjamin Franklin invented energy. I can't even remember.
Invented energy is crazy. No one invented energy.
Good God. That's the problem, is like, even when I want to learn, like, there's a book. Oh my God, I'm so stupid. God. See, this is what I'm talking about. I need to rebrand.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
I had an epiphany the other day, and like, I was looking in the mirror, and I was in this pink lightning bolt covered jumbo Billie Eilish era sweatsuit. And I have on no makeup, and like a track is showing, and like, it's just anything bad you could really imagine was going on, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to marry like a sexy, sexy rich man who's smart. And I'm not presenting that. Like, I'm presenting like hooker.
You weren't presenting hooker, but you were.
Presenting loud, dumb hooker when I talk.
No, I feel like you sometimes you really turn it on. Like those really expensive men we were with in Arizona. I feel like you were very like eloquent and ingenious.
I was in a lime green bikini with underboob doing.
Wait, so true. You. Maybe it was just a contrast because Lila was there.
That's true. Lila's always good for kind of, you know what I mean? But it's just like, I need to rebrand. Like, even today I was looking at photos of Sophia Richie with Scott Disick and Sophia Richie with Elliot Grange. And like,
literally the rebrand of the century. And she's just like, she's the it girl.
She's doing it so well that you look at it and you believe she's always been like that.
Yeah, fully. Well, she kind of, I mean, she is Lionel Richie's daughter.
Yeah, like, she's always been classy, but I just mean like, I need something. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be her.
I feel
her.
Like you're already going through kind of a classy rebrand.
Like, I want to be in a ballet flat, reading a book.
Maybe not.
Mysterious as fuck, buttoned blazer. I don't want to swear. Should I dye my hair brown?
Yes.
No. Definitely not. But other than that, like, it's just, I don't know.
I feel like you could do it. So you're trying to trap a, not trap. Okay. Trap is crazy. You're trying to land an Elliot Grange type.
It's not even just the men of it all. It really is just like, I feel like it's time for a rebrand. But then today I was like hacking in a 5-star restaurant and Ari was like, don't worry about your ballet flats. Like it's like your like personality.
Yeah. You're doomed for life.
I don't know.
I think you could do it. Sobriety's helping.
I think a diva cup would send a Victorian child into a coma.
What do you think they did for their periods? Do you think they just like free bled into their bed? That's what I do when I want mine to be over.
Everyone does that. See? Nope. Rebranding right here. Fuck. In prison, what do they do too?
I think they are allowed to have like pads and stuff in prison. They're not animals.
Okay. No. It's the learning curve. What do you think would send a Victorian child into a coma, Brooke?
A strap-on?
Wow.
It's a child.
We did it again.
I thought we were playing a Victorian person, not Victorian child.
What about you, Paige?
I'm going to go the easy route and just say chewing mint gum and then drinking ice water.
Oh my God, they didn't have gum.
Or ice. Well,
maybe.
Well, who invented ice?
Nobody invented ice. God.
One day was someone in like Alaska and they saw ice on the ground and they were like, this would be so lit for my orange juice. I have in a cup. Like who took it there?
No one puts ice in orange juice, first of all.
But who really took it there?
I don't know, but it happens like...
Because ice at one point was just an outside thing.
It is. There's so many things that are like that. Like, I think Theo Von just did a bit on that. Like, who decided we should have chairs for the first time? Like, all of a sudden, one guy was like, I don't want to stand anymore.
I think about that all the time. Like, if evolution and, like, things were in my hands, the wheel wouldn't even be invented right now.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, thank God for smart people because, like, literally, I'm too lazy. I'm not out discovering
like, we came from, like, grass and dirt. And we have like Wi-Fi.
Dude, literally. It's so bad because I look back on people like Thomas Edison and shit. And I'm like, those fucking.
Are you okay?
Yeah, babe.
Your hair looks amazing.
Sorry. I'm never entering my Sophia Grange era.
Maybe next year.
I look back on people like Benjamin Franklin, and I think those fucking idiots, like they just came across the light bulb. But when you really think about inventing a light bulb, you've got to be a genius.
He tried like thousands and thousands of times before he was successful. Yeah.
You're going to sit here and criticize him. You're doing like Peppa Pig TikTok calls.
That would send a Victorian child into a coma.
I feel like the world has evolved so much. But you're so right. Imagine that too. Just like, I'm going to make it brighter in this room like nighttime. And I'm going to dedicate my whole life.
I know, it's really sad. I feel like we might just come to a halt eventually because like people are going to stop trying to discover shit. Now it's just inventing things and then robots are going to do it all.
It's so true. Robots are going to do everything. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
I saw someone fight a Postmates robot the other day.
Swear to God.
Swear to God, like fist
fight.
Swear
to God. I saw one that had the name. You know,
it was unfair advantage. It was unclear who won.
Dude, have you ever been on so many drugs that you like would fight a Postmates robot?
Not recently, no.
But like, have in you your seen life, that? Like I resonate.
Have you seen that video of the guy eating the guy on the side of the road? The Miami zombie? He did bath salts and then he literally ate a homeless person.
Do you know that kind of went viral around the time in my life where like bath salts. Like if that story didn't come out, like I probably like I just tried salvia and like what's the like fake weed, like spice and like all those things, like anything you could get over the counter. That's like I probably bath salts were probably next.
Yeah. I'm really glad you didn't
shout out that guy
because we probably wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Yeah. Not all heroes wear capes.
What did you randomly remember?
Oh, something that like everyone in my high school would do when we would party.
And like, it just like, now that I'm an adult and I can look back on this, this is not normal at all. And like, I had that thought for like the first time the other day, like this is fucking absolutely insane. So obviously as like teenagers, you drink, right?
Yeah.
Like you're going to go out with your friends. You're going to drink, like you're going to experiment with that type of shit. But at all of my like high school's like big parties, like if there was a big party, people would get a cooler and they would go to the store and they would buy like a bunch of Hawaiian Punch and like soda and whatever. And like every alcohol and make a common like, yeah, jungle
like a,
juice.
Like a jungle juice.
Essentially. But then someone would come in, and everyone was aware of this. This was not a drugging situation. Someone would come in and take like 15, 20, 25 Xanax and crush them up and pour them into the like cooler of jungle juice. And it was called Zeus. And everyone just drank it. And it was like, I can't wait for the Zeus on Saturday night. Like X-U-I-C-E. like,
what the fuck?
Like, looking back, like, there's no way everyone's high school just, like, did that, right?
That is really so crazy.
And I would do anything for one more cup.
I just feel like, how can they make sure, like, what if, like, one glass is more concentrated than the others? Or, like how do they make sure it's, like, evenly distributed?
Well, like, you know how if you put, like, Kool-Aid powder into, like, clear water, like, eventually all the water will be blue?
Okay, yeah. I guess. But, like, what if you have, like, four glasses and it's, like, really, like, four bars?
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
So as you know, I've been trying to find love again.
Okay.
Rebrand and kind of, you know, maybe go for, you know, the goal is always a normal, nice guy who has his shit together and he's successful. But I don't seem to attract those in my daily life. So I feel like I have to almost like outsource, which would be Hinge.
Yeah.
And so I've been back on Hinge. I'm actually paying $49.99 a month right now. This is not a brand deal, by the way, like at all. And it really should be. It's so embarrassing.
It really should be. Hinge sponsor us.
For Hinge Unlimited, so I can like set all my preferences so that I get like my perfectly cultivated man, like an insane person.
Uh-huh.
And I've been having no luck. Like,
so you get to choose every single one of his traits and you still can't find one?
Yeah. Oh. And Hinge has been successful for me in the past. I've been in a Hinge relationship.
Yeah, you're good at, like, Hinge. I have like trouble following through, and you're really good at that.
I have to put them through an extreme screening process before I'll actually follow through.
But that really requires like a lot of patience.
Absolutely. It's like a side job. Like, you know what I mean? Because until you meet them and click, you're like, yeah, I'm just always on my grind, baby. But for some reason, this time around, I'm just attracting the most like awful guys. Like, I had so many, like, I'm trying to think. I had someone slide in and tell me that he wants me to fund his short film and gave me an entire pitch on why I should fund his short film.
I mean, at least he's like, he's shooting for the stars. That's admirable.
I respect it, but that's just like absolutely insane. I had another guy, like, we FaceTimed, and he basically tells me this entire story about how like he met me at an LA party and I was cussing someone else out on the phone, and he like thought I was gonna be like a giant fucking awful bitch, but like went on this like 2 minute tangent about how he thought I was going to be like an awful bitch. These are his words.
And he probably thought he was giving you a compliment.
Yeah, like he was, and it was just like insane, jobless, like half jobs in Arkansas, like whole nine. Like I'm really just like not lucking out at all on Hinge.
Aw, man.
And I get a message the other day on Instagram.
Okay.
And this guy says, hey, my ex-girlfriend cheated on me with over 15 guys, half of which I knew personally, worked with, or had beef with. Suffice to say, this absolutely devastated me, and she continues to torture me in sadistic ways, though I've cut off all contact. She's
smart.
A big fan of you, and I was wondering if I could take you out on a date for the sole purpose of driving her nuts. P.S. We've also matched on Hinge before. We've actually matched twice.
that means someone along the way unmatched, right? You can't match.
No, they
twice.
Like. I think they.
No, not on Hinge. Oh no.
The story.
Here's the thing. I almost like feel like that. I would do that. That feels like philanthropic.
So I tweeted a screenshot of his message.
I know, but how horrible is that? You just put him on blast and now he probably made his situation worse.
I didn't put his
Yeah, you did. You put his face and his name.
No, I didn't put his name.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You look. Totally did. Okay, well, you put his face, his picture.
I'll someone follow up sent, with him and
someone
make sure.
Sent that to the girl.
To be honest with you, I'm sorry. That's what I do. That's if you're sending me a DM, like yeah. You're sending, like that's what I do. There's a chance that if it's insane like that, it might end up on my fucking shit. But I posted it because I've been just posting on my Twitter like chronicles of me like failing on Hinge. So I posted it just like as a joke. And I thought all the responses would be like, yeah, that's insane. Like, that's so weird. And all the responses were like, go on the date.
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, I thought he was hot if I hearted him on Hinge.
Maybe that's the beginning of like a real love story. Like, I feel like it could be like, oh, let's just do this to make someone mad. And then you guys actually just fall in love.
But here's my only issue. 60% of those situations, I might be her. Like, and I ride. Even just now, I was reading his message and I was like, he cheated on me. Like, I ride for women.
But imagine
treating
like,
men.
Imagine like
shit.
Your ex, like if you're her like idol or she looks up to you or whatever, like imagine Chris Miles goes on a date with Miley Cyrus. You would kill yourself.
That's kind of what I'm
That's
saying.
What he was
exactly.
Trying to do.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Like, if my ex went on a date with my fucking idol, I would fucking kill myself.
Oh, wait, and Miley Cyrus was a bad example. He literally dated his sister. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I want to be riding for my girl, you know?
Oh, so like you're I am sympathizing her. With her situation.
Yeah, like I almost feel terrible to do that because I think 9 times out of 10, I'd be her in that situation.
But remember, you're rebranding.
Because like, why'd you get cheated on 15 times?
Oh, yes.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I shouldn't have said that. I don't necessarily mean that. Like,
I do agree. It's never the woman's fault. A woman has never been at fault.
I think anything. Cheating is ultimately wrong. But I think that there are situations where you can be in an emotionally abusive relationship but that's harder to get out of.
I'm like, yeah, it's emotionally abusive, all right. But you're
but
the
no,
abuser.
But I'm saying like a guy can be like fucking awful and terrible yeah. And it's hard to get out of a relationship. And sometimes maybe one cheat will do the trick. I love how Tinks is like writing a book right now. Like if I wrote a book, I'd write that in the book.
Yeah, maybe hold off for a second. You know. No, I do think there are situations where cheating is okay. But at that point, it's like, why don't you just get rid of them?
Absolutely.
But I know it's harder than that.
So should I go on the date? I'm not going to find love
I think you should
there.
Go on the date, but will he even still have you?
Yeah, I wonder, I guess. We'll find out.
I feel like he's probably a little upset. I would go, and I think that it's going to end up being really great, and you guys are probably going to fall in love. I've done that where I like go out with a guy just to spite my ex or something, and then I end up like in love with him instead.
That's valid. But would you actually go? Like, imagine getting ready and going to sit down at a restaurant. Like, would you? Like, I'm sincerely like debating it.
Yeah. Free dinner?
True. That's always, it just sounds
you're literally a billionaire.
So
I'm like
awkward.
A free meal.
It sounds so awkward and awful.
So we've discussed Pool Boy a lot on this episode or on this podcast. Honestly, in general, we talk about him literally every single episode. And the we appeal do. Of Pool Boy is that like he's like your boyfriend for the day. Like he's just very he's just a sweetie sweetheart and like
yeah
you just it's like you get your fix if like you wish you were in a relationship.
Yeah, it's important to have people like that in your
yeah
life.
He's good for it. But recently, he broke the fourth wall by telling me about another girl. Okay? I can't say who. But he did it. Like, literally, we were just together, and he just brought her up and was like, yeah, I'm in love with her. And I was like, you can't do that. Like, it's neither of us want to date each other, but, like, you can't do that.
Because in this moment in time, we are dating until I leave your house.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I was just like, you've ruined the allure. Like,
I think... that you can completely be friends with benefits with someone and fuck buddies, but I'll never allow that. But then again, that's why I date all the people that I fuck, because I like let it progress. But like, it can't be that homie and then you just have sex.
Yeah.
Because to me, that's like, I don't know. Anyways.
Well, I was not upset about it, but I was like, kind of weird for a second until I just did the exact same thing to him.
So what happened?
Tana sent me a little tidbit of information the other day that led me to believe that a guy that I used to see was messing around at the same time with like somebody else that he was like me.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And I had the spiral of a lifetime and in my bed. Oh, Pool Boy's in my bed.
So when I sent this text to you. And keep in mind, I'm just trying to let my girl know what's good. Like, if this man's playing her, he's playing us. Like, you know what I mean? If he fucked
on
you, he
fucked on me. I was so glad you sent it to me, but I happened to be with Pool Boy at that given moment.
Yeah.
Fully, like, he's next to me, butt naked, okay? And I'm not kidding. I have the spiral of a lifetime. I am like, fuming.
Do you look at what I sent you next to Pool Boy?
Fully. Show it to him and everything. I mean, because now that's just that. Now that's the vibes. Yeah. But I start literally crying.
Were you naked? Fully. Were you naked crying about one other man?
Crying about one man to another man who was literally in my bed. I felt so bad, but like, he was so helpful.
What did he say?
It was like, honestly, it made me have like a whole new appreciation for him, because I swear to God, it ended up being like the bit of information was misinformed. Okay. It wasn't accurate. It was a misunderstanding. He wasn't seeing me and another girl at the same time. It was like, it was not real, but in the moment it was real to me. So I'm like fucking just making the biggest scene ever. And poor Pool Boy is sitting there like, what do we do? I'm like, do I text him? He's like, put your phone down. He's like, do not text him. Like, he was like, you don't deserve that. Just so like sweet. And he's like, you're so much better than that. Like, you should be with somebody like with all these qualities. And I was like, Pool Boy.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
In that moment, did that send him more to friend or more to like bae? Because it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I could see my weird twisted brain being like, oh my God, you're actually such a good guy. And then like liking him more.
No, I don't think it was one or the other. I think it was just like, I feel like it made us like closer. Like,
it's kind of beautiful.
Emotionally. Because he was so, he really helped me in that moment. And like, I mean, it ended up not even being true anyway, but I was like, how sweet.
That's hilarious.
But I did feel a little bad because I'm like, how are we, like, what are we going to do now? Like, I just literally cried about another guy.
And then what? You guys just went to sleep?
Yep.
Brooke, that's honestly a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story.
Yeah.
Like,
I've never had that though, because like, usually I like all the guys I hook up with. It's not that I don't like him, but like, he's just like...
Like, it's just, it's purely.
It's very much just a. Okay.
Ritualistic, I guess you could say. So I take this as my sign from God to finally slide in this musician's DMs. And I think I have before, and he didn't reply, and I unsent it. So this, I know that, by the way, when I say I think, it's just to like protect my ego.
I say this to you all the time, but like, you can't unsend a message. You have 6 million followers. Like they saw it. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't be doing that.
It's one of those things that just helps me sleep better at night. Okay, you know what I mean? And I'm not crazy with it like Lila. I feel like I've only hit an unsend resend a couple times in my fucking life. Okay. And I slide in on him and he responds immediately. And we start DMing and it's like super flirty and like funny and like voice memos, photos. It's an interactive set of messages. You know what I mean? And we're kind of like feeling each other's vibe a little bit, you know? And he's making jokes. He's like, is this going to end up on the podcast? That clearly wasn't a joke. I'm just like flirting back and forth, whatever. I think nothing of it. We go to bed that night. I'm keeping up with my regular roster at the time. We wake up the next day and we have the canceled podcast launch dinner. And I decide to kind of at the time bring TikTok boy as like my date.
Why did you literally act like you were in pain when you said it?
Because date is a strong word.
He was your date.
I was debating between date and plus one, but plus one's too
plus one is crazy when you invited 60 people to that
dinner. Yeah, like you know, you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, I bring him to the dinner.
Yeah.
And we're sitting at dinner and we're vibing out. And I'm, you know, him and I are talking, chatting. We're all just like hanging out, whatever. And then I gave Diablo a plus one for dinner and
things that should never happen.
Sincerely. And he brings one of his friends, Khalil, whatever. Time goes by. And then all of a sudden, I feel Diablo creep up behind me and TikTok boy. And he's standing there with the fucking musician that I was like, and I'm like holding hands with TikTok boy. Like, like it's very clear. Like, he probably walked into us, like, you know what I mean?
Like, just making out.
Yeah. And it, like, I turn around and we just make the most awful eye contact in the entire world. Like, it's just like, and I don't even know what to do. I just start laughing and I'm like, hi, like, how are you? And it's just like so fucking awkward. Okay. So awkward. And so I'm like, whatever. It, you know, the cards unfolded that way. Maybe it wasn't meant to be. I go back to dinner. Who fucking cares? Whatever. And then I've like responded to his stories before and it's all like normal interactions and whatever. And the other day, he, the musician, because it's been like some time now, and I was like, yeah, I might as well try to re-spark whatever that was. He posts a story of a flyer of like a show that he's doing in like LA that night. And I was like, OMG, I want to come. First of all, I don't even like his music. I just want to, you know, I want to come support, like, type of, that was my energy, whatever. 2 minutes go by and he messages me.
Oh no.
Buy a ticket. Buy a ticket.
No.
Buy a fucking ticket. And then I go to his page and he unfollowed me. Buy a ticket. Buy a fucking ticket.
He is so iconic for that. Like, it's not good because he did it to you, but if he did it to anybody else, I'd be like, go off. That's hilarious.
And I'm not saying I'm against buying a ticket, but I really wasn't, like, I was hoping we would go down a path where the energy wasn't buy a ticket.
That is insane. Do you think it's because he, like, he saw you with the guy and he was probably like, ugh, she's a little slimy?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Do you know that that was probably an awkward night for him and I as well? Because, as you may or may not recall, he lived in the apartment directly next to
this
mine.
This guy was also Brooke's neighbor.
He was my hot neighbor. You've probably seen my TikToks about him. But it was really interesting because he had just moved out of my apartment complex. So I took that as a sign and I made a TikTok about him as my hot neighbor. And then I had to see him at my at the launch party. And I was like, I just never thought I was going to see him again. And he was.
I think that you could definitely redeem that. And honestly, I think this is your story arc. I am done.
It was
out.
Like in a really interesting dynamic we had because he thought I was two different people. When I didn't have makeup on, and if we were like in the elevator together, no acknowledgement. Like, he would not say a word. If I had makeup on, he'd be like, oh my God, hey, how are you? Good to see you. I was so humbled by that. I was literally like, oh my
maybe
God.
He's just like,
am
a
I
little,
doing that much with the makeup?
Maybe like one little screw's loose up there.
No, maybe it was, I think he like wholeheartedly thought he didn't know me when I didn't have makeup on, and he did when I did.
Yeah, but I never want to see him again.
That's yeah, well, personally. Anyway, I'm like, should we buy tickets and go?
Imagine we just post on our story, like, that'd be funny for the viewers.
Honestly, really funny move, though. Like, because if a guy was DMing me, just, listen, I'm always on your team. I'm always on her team. But if a guy was DMing me and then I ran into him the next night and he was like holding hands with a girl, I'd be like, you little rat.
It's fucked up because I really wouldn't. Oh. I'd catch you on the flip. Oh. Maybe I would. I guess I would probably think a little bit differently. And to be fair, maybe I'm reading way into this and we were never flirting and maybe he just genuinely was like,
maybe he thought you guys
ticket.
Were pals and then maybe he posted like one too many things he didn't want to see and he just unfollowed you.
God, that's so insane. Sincerely.
Really bold move.
Never finding love.
You're gonna find love and it's gonna be good and it's not gonna be a musician. Death to musicians. Do you think all therapists should be mentally ill? That's my opinion. That's my hot take. I think that if you are a therapist, you should have mental illness, because how else are you gonna relate to me and understand what you're talking about? I don't want to talk to somebody who's never had a spiral like mine.
Whoa.
Like, imagine
the last sentence started to like I'm less shocked by what you're saying. No, I want someone to be so smart and have studied spirals like mine, but they're perfectly sane.
Yeah, but like imagine it, had I never had a headache and you told me I had a you had a headache, like I would feel bad for you, but I wouldn't know
but what I was talking. But I don't think a therapist's job is to empathize. I think a therapist's job is to give you thought-provoking tools in order to change the patterns that you want to change. Thought-provoking tools and thoughts and sentiments.
Okay.
Yeah, because mine I want doing empathy that. For my friends. Yeah. I don't want my therapist to feel bad for me. Or like I don't or like
I don't want them to feel bad for me. I want them to relate to me and understand what I'm saying and like and see why I did what I did.
But
and
then
like
how could you ever get better if you're taking advice with from someone who has the same issues as you?
Because they now know how to fix it. That's why it's so helpful, honestly, to talk to my mom whenever something bad is happening. Because I'm like, I need to talk to a mentally ill person. Because she's like, she'll be like, okay, yeah, I would do that too, but this is what you should do instead.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, if you are a therapist and you have mental illness, call me. Because right now my therapist literally, my last one was like, just get a new boyfriend.
I swear to God, that was
yeah.
your therapist's advice.
Uh-huh.
You should go to my therapist.
That's not a good idea. Imagine us having the same therapist. I'm like venting about you.
I would never vent about
you. I don't vent about you. You don't give me that much trouble.
Okay, I want to do a hot take. I liked your little hot take thing.
Should we make it a segment?
Men should not hiccup.
Ever.
I didn't know that I felt this way until the other night. Hunter had the hiccups. The most embarrassing
thing I've ever seen. That is embarrassing, but I'm a hiccuper. That's how I know I'm too drunk. Honestly, that night that I'm talking about, that night that I sent myself home, I had the hiccups and I was like, I'm out.
Hiccups are just weirdly overall so embarrassing.
It
like
is.
When you have the hiccups, are you embarrassed? I'm embarrassed. I got the hiccups an hour later after thinking that about Hunter, so I got my karma.
Yeah, it is embarrassing, but it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's a drunk thing. Like I get them when I'm drunk, like really drunk.
I get them when I eat Wendy's spicy chicken nuggets, even one. Every single time without fail. And like I had one. I'm so yeah, fucking sorry.
Men shouldn't be able to do a lot of things.
I want to say this is 80% towards men. 20% women as well though. You should never use the phrase PS in any context other than maybe ironically, like you're making fun of something or someone.
Can you use it in a sentence? Like what provoked this thought?
I'll actually reference the exact Instagram caption. And if you're this person and you're watching this podcast and you might be, I'm really sorry that I'm saying this about you, but honestly, you need to do better. The whole Instagram mm-hmm. caption as a whole is actually like a serious problem that I want to unpack. But specifically, the PS is what sent me over the edge. Low quality picture, high quality vibes, hard eyes. Thank you, blank, for always going above and beyond. Like they were out of place. PS, who am I seeing in... for the festival February 24th and 25th.
I don't even feel like they used it right.
PS basically just means like, by the way, I'm adding this. Like it's
yeah, but
used
can you PS a question? Because it's like,
yeah, like
I don't think you should be able to.
I just like try to say it to me right now.
You have to stop getting work done. PS, your lip flip looks stupid.
See, but that doesn't count because it's like sassy and ironic. Try to be genuine right now and say PS to me.
I can't.
And so no one ever should.
Okay. Honestly, that's so true. No one should ever do anything that I can't do.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best.
For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Olivia O'Brien reached out to me via DM.
Okay, well, that was helpful that she did it in there.
She finally went to the DMs and she said, I saw your podcast, blah, blah, blah. Like, I never saw them, whatever. I should have just left her on scene to really even it out.
It would have been really funny. It would have been like a move that that guy would have done. Buy a ticket guy.
Buy a ticket. Do you know my goal for the next canceled set? We were talking about this the other night. Is everything that has become like a bit I want to put on set. Like I want there to be a pool net for like pool boy in the back. Like no, a big red rock for he left me at the red rock. Like something
hilarious.
Joe.
Like little trinkets from each of our little stories. Like a little picture of Marianne in the back.
Absolutely Marianne in a frame. I think it could be like a really sick way to do a set.
I think so too. We should probably get that going. I feel like people are bored of the couch.
Yeah, I'm just fucking homeless, dude.
Oh, yeah.
So homeless. I've been...
Do you want to talk about that? How you keep getting denied for a house?
Honestly, I might get so worked up. I literally cry. I've been touring houses for what feels like forever because I was looking to buy and then now I'm looking to rent and it's this whole fucking mess. It's figured out now. We are buying soon. Worry about yourselves.
They were going to say that, honestly.
I've been touring houses for what feels like this whole year. Like, and I've just seen the same thing so many fucking times. And I recognize that I'm looking for a lot in a house. Mm-hmm. Like I need a master closet that's like the size of this fucking room because I have so many clothes. I need a space we can podcast in because the goal is to eventually also have a living room, not just a podcast living room. That's really it. I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, you just have really high standards.
I want to live in either Hollywood or Sherman Oaks, like very specific areas. There's not a lot on the market right now. After looking and looking and looking, I finally find a house and it is so cheap. It is so under my budget. It's thousands more square feet than I thought. It is in my prime area. It's 5 minutes from you. It's 5 minutes from Jeff. It's fucking 5 minutes from everything I fucking do. Mm-hmm. It has an entire second house that's like this upstairs office loft, giant massive area that would have been an office and a set for canceled. Beautiful, insane fucking house. It used to be my friend's house. I would go there a lot. Like I'm familiar with it. I liked it as their house. I want it as mine. I'm stoked. The master bedroom is beautiful. There's a fucking Nespresso coffee maker in the wall in my master bedroom. I could get
so
up
necessary.
And for under budget. Do you know what I mean? Come on. Like I don't need that. But like for under my budget, yeah. I would love to have that. Thank you literally so much. I apply for this house. I have never, ever, ever been rejected for a house in my entire life. At times where I had shit credit, at times where I didn't have the funds to rent the house that I wanted to rent, like, and was just like hoping they wanted to have me there. Even like after just content house eras, everything, like I've never had trouble renting a house in my entire life. I finally find this house. It's all over. I'm so excited. Like what feels like literally 6 months of touring houses. I finally found something. With everyone paying me rent, I'm paying like nothing. It's perfect, whatever. I apply. My realtor tells me like, you might as well think you've gotten the house because it's like one of those fucking LA McMansion ass. Like they only really rent to like young people because like that's the market for it. Like,
yeah.
I could pay the year lease in full if I needed to and just it wouldn't like the price is so good that it sincerely like it's if they looked at my proof of funds, they'd be like, of course she can have this, so on and so forth. My credit is perfect now. Whole nine. Normally they get back to you in like 24 hours, right? And so my realtor, she's like, yeah, you definitely got this. She's rented me a million houses before. You're fine, whatever. I start furniture shopping for this house. Like I'm like ordering shit and like about to send it there. Whole nine. They make me wait 7 days. And they reject me, no explanation.
Oh.
People never do that. If they reject you, they're going to tell you why.
No, like, I don't, not in my experience, because I have been rejected. Like when I was, I mean, it's apartments, so it's different. But like, they just reject you and say they took another applicant.
I understand that completely at an apartment or a leasing office. But usually when you're like wanting to rent a house, it's like one specific person and their reasoning usually as to why. Or like, a lot of times people will want to make it mendable. Like, oh, your credit's not this good. Like, would you give me a bigger deposit?
Yeah, that's what's or so like, crazy. It's like they almost just like didn't want to.
And my rental history is amazing. Like all of my landlords can vouch, like so on and so forth. And then
Come to find out that my friend who used to live there, he would throw like fucking ragers. So they basically just like don't want anyone young, like so on and so forth. But now I find out this week that they rejected a family and a single guy who offered to pay the lease in full, who was a writer. And like he would like stay up all night and like write and then sleep all day. And they didn't want, they told him, they reached out to him and they were like, we don't want someone in our house that's just going to sleep all day in it.
Okay, like, that's weird, but it does sound like they can afford to be picky because apparently it's in high demand.
But then why the fuck is your house for rent if you're rejecting families, you're rejecting people who want to give you the lease in full, you're rejecting like
that is
a tenant
so weird
who would just pay like, you rent and fucking, I don't know.
Yeah, you would think that it's like if you can get like thousands and thousands of dollars a month, why would you not? But I guess they can, they just don't want it from you.
So now I spent this whole week that I could have spent touring other houses that are now gone and off the market looking for furniture for a house that no longer exists. I have to start from the bottom up again, like what's on the market again, like show me new things, whatever.
I feel like it's going to end up working out. You're going to find something that you like more.
Oh, no, this doesn't even end here.
Oh, no.
I tour like 10 more houses and that is just, it's a whole day. Like I'm pushing off work shit because I'm driving all around to like tour houses and all I need theoretically is a podcast studio and a decent sized closet. Finally, after like a couple days of like 10 houses, I come across this house. It's one street over from the original house. Perfect location. It's three stories. It has an elevator. It's still under my budget. It has a movie theater, an insane podcast studio space, like outdoor cabanas, pool, whole nine, rooftop deck, whole views of Hollywood. It's beautiful. It's stunning. It's, there's an atrium. Like you walk in the middle of your house, there's just glass and like a fucking tree. It's beautiful. And it's so under my budget again. And none of these other houses are. These two are like extreme anomalies. Like right now the market is shit anyways. Yeah. You know what I mean? I tore it immediately. I'm in love with it. The guy who like owns it and is like listing it out and whatever is there, I'm hitting it off with him. He's hot. He wants to be an actor. I'll fund his short film. Mm-hmm. And we're touring this house. We're walking around. It's whole nine. He tells me a Clippers player lived there. He'd love to have me. So on and so forth. I fall in love with this house. I apply. 24 hours later, they tell me I'm approved. Life is so good. Okay. I can finally stop the house hunting journey. I'm shopping for furniture. The house is brown. There's gold hardware. I'm looking at brown bed frames. I'm shopping. I'm looking at nightstands. Oh, this would go with the floor. You know, we took a 360 video. I'm going to hang my closet rack rods here. Oh, the podcast studio canceled. Neon sign would look great along that wall. There's a movie theater. Do I want love sacks or do I want chairs? I'm having a ball. All of this journey that I've gone through is just all worth it. I have a dream home in a dream location at a dream price. You know, God gives his battles. It was worth it. You know, I understand these are champagne problems and I sound very out of touch bitching in, you know, but I'm so excited. It was all worth it. I'm moving. I can finally stop paying way too much for here. Life is good.
And what did he do?
The owners of the house reach out to my landlord and I can't even say what they said because they said a slur. That's how bad this was. They reach out saying, just fucking kidding. We Googled her and we don't want a YouTuber bleep living in our house. Something someone might call like a...
What the fuck?
Someone who raises hell.
Can you sue for like discrimination?
I found out that you can. And it's so fucked because it's like, I do not need to spend my time and lawyer fees on that. I literally need to spend my time finding a house.
But for the satisfaction of it all, because they should not be able to get away with that. Like, just say, say you denied me for another reason or say like, make up a lie.
I wrote
before you say that.
I wrote them a 3-page MLA formatted letter
and
sent it to them. Like, I'm furious. And then I still came back crawling on my knees. I'll give you the lease in full. I'll give you more rent. What can you do? I'm so embarrassing. Seriously.
No, why would you ever even want to be in that person's house? Oh, because you need one.
I need one and it's perfect. And I felt so happy. Like, okay, I loved that last house that I got rejected from, but that was an anomaly. I've never been rejected in my entire life. Like,
it's going to happen again. You're going to be like, I'm glad I didn't get that one because I should have had this one.
I don't think they both might have just been like very much so too good to be true.
Well, that's the thing. It's not every time you say under budget, it's like, okay, yeah, someone else is going to get it.
I completely understand it. I just wanted it to be me. And yeah. I get that like one YouTuber ruins it for all the YouTubers in the realty space. Like one influencer drives a motorcycle off of a roof for a vlog and everyone wants to like, or like whatever the fuck.
It is hard. I understand it from their perspective too, because it feels like a liability. It's like you don't want the neighbors to hate you. You don't want like And it is, I mean,
it just sucks.
Although there's never been any parties here. Like,
that's what I'm like. It. Yes, I'm a YouTuber and yes, I make crazy videos, but I sincerely always have kind of, for the 99.5% of my career, done it outside of my house. Mm-hmm. Like, I very much use my house as just like my little situation, my little sanctuary. The homies come over.
Sanctuary is pushing it, yeah, for sure.
Sanctuary is so pushing it.
Sanctuary is pushing it.
Like, I haven't done like Molly off that counter. But like, you know, I mean,
I don't know. Hopefully it's going to end up working out. I know it is, but it is frustrating because you're like, seriously, like, I can't catch a break.
And I'm just like, I really wish they'd give me a chance. I really am friends with like all my landlords.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Yeah, so I'm homeless. And in 12 days, pretty much, maybe 15. No, it's actually like 20. I'm lying.
I knew all along. You're going to end up having to do another month here, which isn't the end of the world. But it is frustrating because it is overpriced here.
And they're charging me month to month now, which is like extremely more than it even was at its overpriced rate. To be fair, I started renting this house and the rental market was even worse.
You could come stay with me and Murphy.
I think I'm going to have to. I'm really like weighing out my options. Like, it might get to that, like, shit in storage and I'm like couch surfing.
I would love to see you in an apartment, like literally just living by yourself. Like, not an apartment, but like the penthouse that Lila sent. Like, huge, high rise, like beautiful apartment, big. You can have all this space in the world, but I feel like you just don't want to live alone.
I'm just not a, and not even necessarily, even if I could live in like a loft with one other person, like it was a big one or some shit. Like, I still just, I don't know.
I'm such an apartment girl. Like, I would love to like raise a family in like a really nice big apartment, because it just feels like houses are so like,
houses
so much
are more
stuff
maintenance. But
about.
I like feeling like I'm in my own space. There's no one above me. There's no one below me. Like, this is my house. Like, I don't know. Like, I would just
I feel so safe. Like, I'm like, there's someone above me and there's someone below me.
I don't know. That whole tangent was probably pointless. I've just been stressed of a lifetime this week trying to find a house.
You're going to find one, and it's going to be great.
In a good price range that we can shoot cancel that.
That's have a jolly old time. Are we going to build out a set in a rental house?
Yeah. Not a build out a set, like get cute furniture, get cute props. Like I said, I wanted to do like shelving behind us with all the like trinkets.
Like Theo Von set, how he has like all kinds of little trinkets behind
exactly
him.
Like maybe a neon sign if we're feeling spunky, like just more so, not like a three pieces of my couch 5 inches from my couch.
Sorry about this, guys.
Like, you know what I mean? I would love like an area that just stay, like how we have to move the cameras and shit. Like, it would just be nice. Mm-hmm. No one wants to hear about this is such an off-camera conversation, seriously. Okay. I would have tuned out hours
Sorry.
ago. Matt Rife is ghosting us.
He is.
I've never had someone like dangle being on our podcast like a carrot for a rabbit more than anyone.
I feel like he made us feel like it was his idea. And then now I feel like embarrassed how much we're asking him to come on it. But it's like,
I couldn't agree more, but the people want it. And that's the thing, is I will put aside all like pride and shame to make some shit happen for content that people want. But it is getting fucking embarrassing.
It is like he's making us literally beg him to come on.
I would love to have him come on. Do you guys like guest episodes?
I feel like I see mixed reviews. Like, sometimes people like them, sometimes people don't.
We have like a plethora of guest episodes coming up, like an insane amount. And I'm scared that the people might like this. But honestly, why would anyone like this more?
Yeah, not after this one.
I woke up the other day, and like I said, I've been having a really shoddy week when it comes to waking up to just bad news. Mm-hmm. I've woken up pretty much every single day this week to bad news. And the only day
I didn't wake up to bad news. I opened my phone and my Instagram DMs are just so much like mentioned you in their story. And it's not like random people. It's like news things. And that's never usually a good thing. Uh-uh. Like if I wake up and my Instagram DMs are like me being tagged in a bunch of fucking news accounts and like press thing story, like I usually did something that I'm going to have to then apologize for. I click on one and it says iDubbbz has apologized to Tana Mojo. I'm like checking the date. I'm like, is this April Fool's Day? Like what's going on? I sooner thought I would die before I would ever see anything like that. And it's funny because like 2 weeks ago, Oscar was like, you would have the most viral episode of Canceled. And like, it could be good for you to have iDubbbz on and like try to squash beef. I don't even know if you can call that beef, or just talk about things like, you know what I mean? Blah, blah. And I was like telling him, like, I would sooner have on Joe Biden. Like
it would never happen.
In the sense that like, I didn't ever think he would, you know what I mean? Yeah. I didn't want to like, hey, like we've never talked one time, like ever. We've never, ever spoken. And I guess he posted this apology video apologizing for like a bunch of things he did in the past. One of them being the video he made with me or like to me or something. And I was like, damn, like I just never expected that. And I don't know how I feel about it, you know, because like, and I don't know how to say this. I'm not talking about anything in regards of the things he said, but I'm more so just talking about like his actions to me. Like, you know, him showing up to my show, him kind of putting me on blast, him inevitably making me kind of canceled and lose subscribers and have to apologize and all that type of stuff. I kind of think I'd like deserved that. And maybe that's like dark, like to say, but like, I don't feel like I'm owed an apology. And maybe that's because I've accepted it so much that like people always ask me, like, if you could go back in time and like make that never happen, like would you? And I always say no, because I feel like at the time it was obviously a very
Oscar goes cry.
We heard him.
Like it was a very dark time period of my life when it came to like self-reflection and trying to figure shit out. And like I think I would be a completely different person if I didn't have that. I think it like I was on track to just be so on my high horse and like egotistical and like nothing could go wrong, that something going wrong gave me such a dose of reality that like this might not last forever. Like you need to be held accountable for actions. I don't know, like it made me do so much necessary growth. And I think it also changed the entire trajectory of my career and life. Like I don't even think Canceled would be here if like I didn't get canceled a bunch to, and that was kind of the start of that, to like shape that brand for me. Like it wasn't like I went into this being like I'm canceled, like I'm scandalous. Like if anything, I wanted to be brand safe to an extent, you know what I mean? And just like everything, I feel like it really shaped the course of my life. And so I guess because of how much I wouldn't go back in time and like change anything, I've never like felt like I like deserved an apology for that. I was like,
I feel like
you had that coming, and like, you know what I mean?
I feel like both things can be true at the same time. Like he can be wrong, but it can also like have been not like beneficial, but it was like a part of your little journey. Like it was important to the storyline.
I didn't think about that those things can both coexist.
Yeah.
You know? In my head,
like he still did something wrong. He was in the wrong and he like shouldn't have done it, but that's not to say something good couldn't have come of like out of it.
Yeah, I agree. And just looking back as well, I think even at the time I was more like, you know, I can't believe all of this is happening. But like you were poking the bear. Like I was the one who mentioned him first. And like at the time I had this boyfriend who was like so obsessed with him. And I just like remember being like, I don't get this obsession. And I just like voiced it so incorrectly. And it's like, bitch, you had a stick and you were poking the fucking bear.
Yeah.
Like that. Those are the videos he was making at the time. Did you think, I think I honest to God thought I was like just too small of a creator for him to like make a whole content cop on. Cause at the time those are getting like 40 million views and he's doing them on like, I just never thought I was in that like caliber. You know what I mean? So then when it happened, it was like, oh shit.
Yeah. I don't know enough about it. I don't know what happened.
That's fair. It's been, it's just been like, so I was like 18, 19 at most. Like when this happened, I still lived in Vegas. Like happened so long ago. So I think that's why I was so shook and like, didn't know what to think.
I wonder what what happened that made him feel like he should just apologize all of a sudden.
In the video,
maybe he kind of feels like, I don't know, that's a part of his journey.
In the video, he kind of talks about having like an awakening and like an essentially an ego death. Those aren't his words, but like that's kind of what I took from that, that like he now can like feel so much more empathy towards things he was doing, and at the time he feels like he like didn't.
I believe in that. Mm-hmm. I mean, good for him if he's really just like on some sort of growth journey.
Absolutely, honestly. I mean,
I feel like it's right for him to apologize. I feel like you just did deserve an apology, whether maybe you think you deserved the video or not.
I don't know how to, it's, you know, I don't really.
It's touchy. You should have him on.
It was one of those things where I was just really shocked and everyone's tweeting me wanting my response. And I was like, I'm genuinely like, I have no words. So it's taken me like a week to kind of form that. And then I tweeted and I was like, I wonder if he'd come on Canceled Podcast. Like, I would love to like talk to him at length. And then he messaged me, and it's even just crazy, like opening my phone and like seeing that we're like messaging. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it was not on my bingo card for this year at fucking all, you know? Mm-mm. And I think he's going to come on Canceled. And
okay.
Yeah. Jeff has offered to fill in for you on that episode.
Yeah, I would like that. I honestly, I had to Google it like when you first said it, because I was like, I don't want to be so uneducated that it's crazy.
And it's
I
not.
I think I was just not really in it.
And it's not even that I want to like bring light back to that stuff, because it is like clear. It seems like we're both so far removed from all of that. And even like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like kind of just bringing it all back up again.
Yeah. But I think that at the same time, like, that is why this is called Canceled in so many ways. I've had so many scandals, and they all are like, I don't want to dumb this one down to a scandal, because it really was like intense. Like, I feel like it's just so long ago that I've like really let that, like, let everything die, you know? Mm-hmm. So to like reignite it all to me kind of also does feel like unnecessary and stupid and pointless.
Yeah.
But him apologizing also was never a part of this.
Yeah, he kind of just,
for me,
he kind of got the ball rolling.
I don't know. Y'all wanted a response. Those are my thoughts.
Slay. I was going to say slay. I wish I knew more.
Yeah.
On that note, thank you so much.
I feel like it's almost better to end it now, because if we just went back into like, I think Benjamin Franklin's stupid, like, it's a terrible podcast. So I think that we should end it maybe on a serious note.
God, I really hope you guys still watch the Canceled Podcast after this episode.
I really have faith in the edit. We're going to chop it up and screw it up, and it's going to be a decent podcast. But I definitely might have learned a lesson today about smoking weed in a podcast setting. Sometimes it creates for the hoot, but today.
But more often than not, it is a.
There was no hoot in sight.
Mm-mm.
There was a little hoot in sight.
I hooted a bit.
Bye, guys.
Wow.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot, and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.